Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechet Pesachim, and we are in the middle of Perek Tes up to Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah continues our discussion relating to the Pesach Sheni, Karban Pesach that you were not able to bring on Pesach Rishon for whatever reason, and you had to come and bring the Karban Pesach Sheni. So we had mentioned the halacha that an individual, if an individual is tamei, then the individual does not bring the karban Pesach Rishon, but rather Pesach Sheni. However, if the tzibur is tamei, then the tzibur overrides the issue of karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, and you would bring the karban for the tzibur in Pesach Rishon. It would not be pushed off to Pesach Sheni if we're talking about an entire tzibur or most of a tzibur that is tumah. However, that is only referring to a tumah of tumas mace. Other tumas that are tumas emanating from the body, certain flows, are not tumas that would allow the tzibur to have the Karban Pesach slaughtered Pesach Rishon, and it would get delayed to Pesach Sheni. And that's basically the point of our Mishnah. HaPesach Sheba Betuma, a Pesach that is brought Betuma, because Rov HaTzibur was Tameh, and where Rov HaTzibur is Tameh, the Karban Pesach does not get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, it's brought Pesach Rishon. However, only people who are Tameh Meis can partake of this Karban. People who have other tumas, as we mentioned, emanating from the guf, from the body, loyochlu imenu zavin v'savois, men or women having fluxes, nidos, or a woman who is a nido, or a violdos, a woman who is just recently gave birth. In all those cases, they would have to wait, if they are tamei, they would have to wait till Pesach Sheni. What if they did partake of the Karban Pesach while they were tamei? V'imachlu, and if they did, Peturim mikaris, they are potter from the onesh of karis. Normally, the Bartanur explains to us, we learn from the pasuk that if somebody partakes of the Karban Pesach when they are tamei and they were not supposed to, there's a chi of karis. But because in this case the Karban Pesach is being brought and being offered to the tzibur who are tamei anyway, so it's not being brought b'tahara, it's being brought to a group of people who are tamei. So then, the obligation of not partaking of the Karban Pesach when you're a tamei and the chi of karis falls away for those individuals who were disqualified, the zavin, the zavos, the nidus, and the yoldos. So while they should not be partaking of the Karban Pesach, and they should really be waiting until Pesach Sheni, if they violated that and they had the Karban Pesach during Pesach Rishon with everybody else who was tamei from tamei meis, there's no chiyuv karis. And the Mishnah goes on to say another instance of chiyuv karis that falls away in this particular case, Rabbi Eliezer Poter af albias mikdash. Also, there's a chiyuv karis for those people who are tamei who come to the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Eliezer says that is only where the carbon is being brought to a group of individuals b'tahara, that are tahar. But if you're bringing a Karban Pesach to a group of people, or Rov HaTzibur, that's tamei, then the punishment of karis to come into the Beis HaMikdash when you're a tamei also falls away. That is basically the Mishnah Dalet. Now the Mishnah goes on with Mishnah Hay and discusses what is the difference between the Karban Pesach that was obligated to the Jewish people, commanded to the Jewish people, the first Karban Pesach, which we'll refer to as Pesach Mitzrayim, which is the Karban Pesach that they ate before leaving Mitzrayim. It's called Pesach Mitzrayim. And then the Pesach for future generations, which is referred to by the Mishnah as Pesach Doros. The Mishnah asks, Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Doros? What is the difference between the Karban Pesach that was commanded for the Jews in Mitzrayim versus the Karban Pesach for future generations? So the first difference the Mishnah tells us is Pesach Mitzrayim mikchay miba'asar. Pesach Mitzrayim was brought or prepared, set aside, on the 10th the 10th of the month, it says Ba'asol HaChodesh Hazeh V'yikulahem Ish Seh. So we learn out from the word Hazeh, Ba'asol HaChodesh Hazeh, that only in this particular month, in Pesach Mitzrayim, is there a requirement to set aside the korban on the 10th. But in the future generations, that requirement falls away. And the Kahati brings down, Rashi explains, even though, technically speaking, if the Korban Pesach is brought on the 14th, we know that you're supposed to set aside an animal 4 days before so that you can inspect the animal and make sure there's no psul. So if you work backwards, if the Korban Pesach has to be brought on the 14th, then you would have to set it aside on the 10th anyway. So what is the uniqueness of Pesach Mitzrayim versus Pesach Doros? So Rashi says that there really is no requirement to designate it on the 10th. A person can take a few animals and put them aside and put them in his stable and just inspect them a few days before, but doesn't have to designate one particular animal for the carbon. That designation was done on the 10th in Pesach Mitzrayim, but it does not have to be done on the 10th in Pesach Doros, even though obviously you have to inspect it 4 days before to make sure there's no psul. Another difference, beton hazah, and it was also during Pesach Mitzrayim, there was also hazah where they sprayed or squirted be'agudas ezov. They squirted on the alamashko while shtei mezuzos, on the doorposts and on the lintel. They sprayed with agudas ezov. Agudas ezov is referred to as the hyssop. A bunch of agudas, a bunch, and ezov is hyssop. So that's another difference. And then the Mishnah says also benechal b'chipazon. It was eaten in haste because it says v'achaltem also b'chipazon. And again, we darshened the rabbis learned from the pasuk v'achaltem also. It's coming to tell us this particular case in Mitzrayim should be in b'chipazon, but not necessarily for Pesach Doros. Balayla echad in one night. Pesach Doros noeg kol shiva, but Pesach Doros is noeg all seven. What does this mean when it says in one night, but Pesach Doros is noeg kol shiva? So the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is chasura mechsura, which means that there are some words missing here. That after it says v'nechal b'chipazon, and b'layla echad that night, referring to the 15th. Then the Mishnah says, "V'chimutza kol hayom," and the Isser of chametz is for the entire day. So by Pesach Mitzrayim, they had a Isser of chametz just for one day. However, by Pesach Doros, the Pesach Doros no kol shiva. The Isser of chametz is for all 7 days, and that is another difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. The Isser of chametz that in Pesach Mitzrayim was only for one day. Whereas we know for Pesach Doros, it says Shivas Yomim Sar Lo Yimotzei B'Batechem. With this, we end Mishnah A, and we look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Vav.